I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey, Brian, me and Peter Griffin and the other boys are heading down to Avatar Land. God dang it, Bobby, give me back my propane hat.
If your Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot. Bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam. Hey fam, a little disclaimer. This is Levins, by the way. The one who coughs in all of the episodes of Hey Fam. And just
the General Grievous of Hey Fam.
That's right.
That was your, yeah.
Just letting you know that I have a cold at the moment and I'm probably gonna cough.
More than usual.
I could say 100 times more than usual.
Because I don't think I've coughed once on the podcast. Correct me if I'm wrong in the Hey Fam wiki.
I'll give you that.
Not you. I mean, I'm a listener. But yeah, I don't think I cough. I'm not much of a cougher.
You told me a minute ago that you don't have sinuses.
Well, I have them, but I don't have sinus infections.
Right.
Like, I don't have sinus issues. Like, I'm fine around pollen.
I just have...
You know when the seasons change and people are like, I hate this
movie. I have that virus that Kevin Smith talks about in our intro sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Make the Kevin Smith intro.
That's actually...
This episode, so people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course. I think I'll use it. I think I've got it still.
You definitely do.
I do have it, yeah.
The podcast is cancelled if you've deleted that intro.
I'll have to check my hard drive. No, I have got it, yeah.
What a
great intro.
I have a virus at the moment.
Yep. What is it?
I just like a viral infection.
Yeah, I thought it was a joke. I thought you were doing a joke.
No, sorry, yeah. I went to the doctor yesterday. Mm. I went to the doctor to get a health certificate, a medical certificate.
Who for?
For my wife.
For you?
Because B wants to... This is not good stuff to talk about. Let's talk about the Game of Thrones final.
Wait, no, she wants to what?
She wanted a day off work so she could do report writing because she's a teacher.
Yeah.
And then so I was like, well, I'm sick. I'll get a
For her to care for you.
I kept accidentally saying death certificate.
Death certificate.
I'll get a death certificate.
Yeah, that's wild.
Anyway, it's really interesting stuff.
I've had to get the opposite of a medical certificate. You know how normally, traditionally, in the sense, you get one to prove that you can't come to work.
Yeah.
I've had to get one to prove that I can come to work and was cleared of an illness. They didn't let me into the building.
Wow.
It's when I had swine flu, remember a few years
that's
ago?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and I came to work and they're like, oh, you cleared for work? And I'm like, yeah, the doctor said I should be fine, like in a week, it's been a week. And they're like, no, you need to go home today, go to the doctor and come back when you have a medical certificate that says you're allowed to come to work. I'm like, this is great.
It's so wild that you got swine
flu.
I
just won't go to the doctor.
I have to get those whenever the kids have conjunctivitis to say that they're okay to go back to daycare or school.
Really? Have they had it before?
Conjunctivitis, yeah, all the time.
I've had it once in my life.
Yep.
It was the worst.
And then you got your sinuses removed.
I had everything taken off. Tubes tied all around. Every tube tied up. Get rid of it.
There's foreskin left on there.
Fuck, I just thought about something I can't wait to talk about in this episode.
What's that? The Game of Thrones
Will
finale?
Will Smith's nipples. Were you looking at it?
Of course I was looking at it.
Yeah, amazing.
Great nips.
Huge, big ones, blue boys.
So the plan for this episode was to name it whatever the Game of Thrones final episode was called for SEO purposes. So it was like our most downloaded episode ever.
We won't do that anymore. We've ruined the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was going to try and go for like clickbait, having not seen the movie we just watched. I was going to call this episode Aladdin Worse Than the Game of Thrones Finale.
Yeah. We've been hitting the streams. We've been looking at all of our feeds and just seeing how the geniuses do it, you know?
But we saw Aladdin tonight and went in with extremely low expectations. And
listen to the podcast to find out if they stayed low.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, man. Look at that. It's a tease.
Maybe we should still call the episode.
I'm still calling it Game of Thrones season finale discussion. And then in the intro, I just have like, we saw Aladdin.
Great. That's awesome. Fine. You also saw Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. It's so funny. it's not so funny that I saw it, but it's like, we were saying before that you and I, this is such a gross conversation. We're so accustomed now to going to like premieres and shit. And I was out of the country when the premiere happened. And like,
in
I was
a in private a villa.
Yeah.
Swimming.
And they weren't airing it. Like Avengers was the only movie on at the cinema. I was going to go see it. And so I like, almost because I was upset I had to pay for it, I went a little later. But yeah, I've seen two movies. Man, this is classic. I'm on my bullshitting. I'm going to the cinema like nightly.
Yep.
This is what I thrive for. I think I'm French sometimes. That's what they do.
I regret to inform you that I am back
I'm
on my
so
bullshit.
I'm so back on it, man. It's awesome. Two nights. Yeah, no popcorn. Popcorn tonight, but not last night.
Right.
That's interesting to think about.
What did you think of The Detective?
The Detective. He will be missed. We got heaps to talk about. I mean, like,
some
yeah,
Batman
we got,
news.
We got so much shit to talk about, man. There's Batman news. There's, I keep thinking it's 20 years since The Phantom Menace to the day.
Yeah. And you got a tattoo to celebrate.
Well, no, that was actually coincidental to the right. day. That was, I'll get into that too. But I'm just like, well, there's so much movie stuff. So there's Batman news. We saw Aladdin just then. Detective Pikachu.
Yeah. So, Detective Pikachu has been announced as the new Batman.
Yeah, and Robert Pattinson is now the voice of Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
It was going to be easier for everybody. But it's funny, I guess, like, they're all movies based off video games. Batman is based off, I believe, was created by Bob Kane, who made Arkham Asylum.
That's right, the video game.
The video game.
Yeah, yeah.
Aladdin, the movie, was an the 1992 or 3 animated film, was an adaptation of the Capcom game.
That's right.
Super Nintendo mm-hmm. Entertainment System, published by Nintendo and Capcom. And I believe Detective Pikachu is, it's an adaptation of Detective Pikachu.
Oh, no, Pokemon Snap.
Oh, Pokemon Snap. Oh, it's Pokemon, the card game video game. That's you know
right.
those ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's a real weird...
And then, of course, Phantom Menace based off
Phantom Menace
of,
based
pod racing.
Episode 1 Racer.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that good? Have you played that shit?
It's a great game. It was right. on N64. I used to have it. Used that expansion pack, baby. Those graphics were crystal clear. I think it did. Yeah, it took advantage of the...
You had to.
Of that expansion pack. You had to get DK64. Then you got that expansion pack. And then you popped it in there. And then you were just... Remember when it just upped your graphics? Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course.
It was such a cool, weird thing. Like, there's no way that peripheral could exist now. It's like, yeah, why weren't you hogging that energy before?
Well, also, I love that, like...
I guess it was a modular design.
The space to put the attachment was within your Nintendo 64 all along. Mm. So you had to, like...
That's what I mean. It's like, why couldn't you do this from the start?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
This secret little bit.
It's so funny. What a cool ass thing.
Yeah,
miss
so
you, Reggie.
So it's 20 years since Phantom Menace.
It's 20 years in. And we duel each other. Lightsaber, we episode race each other. Episode 1 race each other. Yeah.
Wizard. So what did you do on this Sunday, on the weekend?
So for ages, so a friend of mine, I grew up with her. In my neighborhood. Like, she was a neighbor. I guess that's what you say, right?
Yeah, that's exactly
what you
say.
She was a neighbor. She was a neighbor. I think I've spoken about it on the podcast before. We live next door to this, like, Canadian family that we're super close with.
Uh-huh.
There's, like, 5 daughters. They're all, like, I think the eldest was, like, always at least 10 years younger than me. And then it was, like, they were super younger than me. And so there's, like, little kids that came over to the house, would babysit. They're lovely. I got on really well with their folks. They lived next door to us for a bunch of years and had to move back to Canada. But she's just moved out here with her like boyfriend and shit and is working. And I didn't know, you know, it's like when you don't see, you see someone as a kid.
I met her at your birthday this year.
And she came to the live show
and
as well.
And she told me that Nirvana, the band, the show guys are dicks.
Yes. She said she knows them and she's been like a part of the, like her friends are in it and stuff. She was like, she lived in Toronto and she was very aware of Nirvana, the band, the show and like how they fucked up season 2 legally and stuff and have... been like dropped by Vice. Like she's good intel. I keep burping now. I don't cough. I just burp. I do burp. That's what
you
I
got
do.
A burp virus.
I've got a burp virus. And you know it's weird when you like you know someone as a kid, while you're like an adult. Because I was an adult when I knew them and they were a kid. And then like you meet them as an adult and you're like, oh, you actually like do. You know what I mean? Like you don't just watch Disney movies in my bedroom when my parents babysit you. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, she's like an amazing illustrator. She's an artist. And she's like...
So she drew the Star Wars manga that you got tattooed on your leg.
She didn't draw the original manga.
Oh, right.
That was by some manga artist. I don't know. I've got it on my phone right here.
Oh, wait. So you actually got... Oh,
I got the Star Wars manga.
She's a tattoo artist.
So she's a tattoo artist.
Oh, that's the missing
Yeah,
link.
Yeah, yeah. So she's an artist though. But
I'm sure you would have
say,
gotten to that
She's found a job now where she gets to draw. Like she also publishes like she paints and like has published zines and goes to fairs and shit and sells t-shirts with her designs, but she's now found this job which like she draws on people for a living, which is obviously what tattooing is, but like she does original stuff as well as like here's what I want. But it's just like one of those rare instances. But I was getting it done, I'm like, oh shit, like unlike me, she does what she loves for her like paid like full-time job, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like how rare is that to find like the thing you love as like your 100%
yeah, my full-time job. My dream job would be getting paid to cough on the mic.
Yeah, you're amazing at it too, man. They should hire you for commercials with it. Yeah, so it's the proper episode one manga. Like that was published, yes. I think like early noughties or just straight after the film.
So you got this incredible panel of...
of Anakin. It's volume 2 of the episode 1 manga. I just want to find out who did illustrate it. It's now under the Legends canon and now Marvel has released it. Story by George Lucas and illustration by Kia Asamiya. So I don't know what Kia Asamiya has done before.
It's great shit. And it's yeah.
Dude, the art is phenomenal.
Young Anakin... at the helm of one of his races.
What's it? Yeah, it's the big pod race, the Boona Eve, the Boona Eve classic.
Is it your favorite scene in Phantom Menace?
No, not even. I just think it's a great shot.
What is your favorite scene in Phantom Menace?
The lightsaber duel, of course. It's still the best lightsaber duel against
Darth Maul or
Darth Maul versus Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan. Yeah. That's like the most beautifully choreographed fight. Like you've got Duel of the Fates pumping,
and when they get stuck between the pains of
that's literally like we said before. It's like the ending of Black Panther.
Where
they're stuck with the train between them. There's a guy who doesn't normally fly flying a plane, which is Anakin, and then you got a field battle with like beasts and like shields and stuff.
Yeah, of
and
course.
It's exactly
right, yeah.
The same. Like Black Panther's third act is 100% Phantom Menace. Yeah, that man. And I was 12, I think, when that film. Yeah, 12 when that came out. 13. It's like that is the best movie for a 13-year-old.
Yeah, I loved Phantom Menace.
I still do. I know. And it's funny this week. Anyway, for my birthday, where you met her properly, she gave me a card. And she just spent Christmas with us because her family's not here. They're all in Canada still, but she's like close with us and my family and my mom and my dad. So they came down and spent like the week with us at Christmas. And the card was so nice. It was like, happy birthday. And I think we got like pretty pissed one night. We'll talk about tattoos. And I was like, oh, I have some ideas for something. And she's like, I owe you whenever you want. And I have time, like your tattoo. So I was like, oh, that's so sick. And then when I was away in Bali, I was reading the episode 1 manga. And I was like, hey, I think I found the tattoo.
Amazing.
Got back. And she's like, yeah, it's good. How's this Sunday sound? And I'm like, perfect. And I guess that Sunday was what, 19th of May? Yeah, 19th of May. Now, Phantom Menace came here on June 3rd, which is etched in my mind forever.
Right.
And it's back then when we used to get movies like a weeks later. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Which is kind of weird now because we get them like earlier. Disney ones we get like a day before.
Yeah, that's right.
And... I got it done. It was all good. It took hours. It's funny. It's just like, it's well concealed. It's never like hanging out. Like if you wear pants, if my dick's out, you're going to see this tattoo basically. But other than that, it's like pretty well
concealed. It's the only way you can see it.
You have to look at my dick and then I show you the tattoo first. My dick is the bouncer on that meme. That's like, please come through. Yeah. And like, yeah, it's got sunglasses and shit. So the next day I wake up and it's like the 20th here, but the 19th in America. And all my feeds are flooded with like, it's 20 years since the Phantom. And I'm like, oh fuck, it's actually I got it accidentally done on the 20th anniversary.
You got a Phantom Menace tattoo on the 20th.
Which is so weird. Like that is a bizarre, and that was honestly a coincidence. Like I've always considered June 3rd the release date for that film. But yeah, it's funny because a lot of people my age and your age are writing these think pieces now being like, this movie's not bad. Like this is a big important film and you know, it kind of, you know, it's ripped onto shreds to the point that like one of the stars wanted to kill themselves up until really recently.
Which one?
Ahmed Best, you know the Jar Jar guy?
Oh, right.
He's like, he's been very public about like how he wanted to kill himself. And he went to Celebration this year, which was like a huge thing. They did a 20-year panel. And I was just like, man, that movie fucking rules, man. I have such sentimental... Like I've said before, like I can't not view that movie other than like this important part of my life.
Sure.
I can't look at it as a film. And as a film, it probably is not that great, especially compared to what came before it. But there's this great... I think it was by The Verge. They did this sick piece where it was like... That was like the first time in cinema we've seen like... a universe we know about, like, expanded upon. And it's just like, you know, without that, there wouldn't be probably MCU universe expansion. Like, it was the first time expectations were, like, we had to just enjoy a story that a storyteller was telling. And, like, it was the first time audiences were very majorly disappointed and, like, voiced their opinion. But the story writers stuck with the story, which we've seen. We don't watch it. And obviously, it's a title of this episode. Game of Thrones, like, you know, everyone's been like shitting about the last season, whatever I've seen.
Yeah, people are like livid.
They're like,
they feel like
Last Jedi style. They're asking for like...
The people that were like going, like getting angry at people who were angry about The Last Jedi.
They're getting angry. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's really funny. I mean, whatever. Good on them. I mean, good on Game of Thrones for whatever finishing or whatever. But you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, it was the first movie we've seen like a vocal internet backlash. It was like the first of many things. It was the first complete CGI character.
I just remembered when I saw it. So last week I was on the Weekly Planet and I told a story for some reason about that when during winter my parents would go to would take me and our family and a few other families would all go together to a beach hotel. It was like a beach resort.
Wait, where was it?
It was Shoal Bay on the Central Coast.
Oh yeah, So was it on the beach or was it a beach themed hotel?
Like, it was like on the beach. Okay, but
it'd be cool if it was beach themed.
Yeah,
if it was in the middle of like the desert or something. Or just shells on the wall.
Yeah, I love it. Sounds beautiful.
The speakers in Winnie Anna room just like short.
No, this is like a rural Australian like beach.
Like where I grew up.
Yeah, sure.
If a hotel was there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was way cheaper if you went to a beach resort when there was no sun. So that's what our family would do.
Stuff?
Yeah, it would be cold as fuck. And they would just send us to the kids club. And I got too old for the kids club and I fucking hated it. There was this guy called Froggy the Clown.
Wait, what the fuck is the kids club? Is this at the hotel?
You're an only child, so your parents like love you unconditionally.
Don't you forget it.
when you have more than one child, I think the temptation of getting rid of the kids when you go on holiday is too great.
See, I was also just like, where are we going? They'd be like, oh, we're going to like Steph and Roy's house, like family friends. I'm like, do they have a PowerPoint? They're like, yeah. And I just plug my Game Gear and sit next to them and play. Like, I was just like quiet kid who drew or played video games. And
I got too old. I was like, you know, so 1999, I would have been 14. I was too old to do mud crab racing with Froggy the Clown.
Is this guy had a background check?
No one knew what one of those was in the 90s.
I think we need to go back. I think I have an inkling as to why you stopped going. And I'm going to see if my suspicions are correct.
But so that I stole one of the younger kids.
Wait, was he a frog or a clown?
We'll never know.
But was he a clown or a frog? No, seriously.
His name was Froggy and he dressed up as a clown. And
he was at this hotel full time.
Yeah, he hosted the kids club.
This sounds like the movie It. Like, I don't think you go to a whole... Like, I've never been to a hotel.
Look, I was able to escape. I left my sisters there at his...
Look, I've stayed at a few hotels in my lifetime, even as a child, and there has never been a, like, on-premises clown.
I'm devastated to know that you've never raced mud crabs.
I've definitely raced... I didn't say I hadn't raced mud crabs. I've done that. Actually, I think they offer it still the friend in hand in Glee. I always walk past and it's like...
You would like get liquid paper, like white out.
Yeah, and you draw on their shells, right?
They put a number on their back.
Disgusting behavior.
Yeah.
I think I'm more concerned not about the treatment of the mud crabs, but that you were at a hotel where there was an on-site adult clown at all times. And like kids were into that.
Yeah, that was the selling point.
What the fuck?
Like, yeah, you can't go to the beach, but we have got Froggy the Clown.
This is insane.
Leave your kids with him.
I think you were talking about as if this was like a normal-ass thing. I don't think this is
normal.
No,
it's not normal. It's weird. Okay, it's bizarre. Good. Yeah. But the reason I brought it up on Weekly Planet was because that was how I first played Pokemon.
Yeah,
because
right.
One of the kids that was happy to go to Froggy the Clown.
Did his parents get him Pokemon fucking games for Easter or something?
They had Pokemon.
Callback?
He had Pokemon Red. So I played Pokemon Red. And in that same year, I went and saw The Phantom Menace.
Yeah. Two big defining things.
My dad was like, fine, if you don't want to go to kids club, let's go see a movie. And we saw The Phantom Menace together.
Oh, that's nice. I went to the midnight screening with my dad, which I've still done for every Star Wars movie.
That rules.
Which is why we do it for all of the, do it for all the ones.
Only now your drunk friend comes along with you.
It's just so disappointing. You better not do it for 9. I'm going to test your alcohol blood level before we go.
It.
And
yeah,
I'm going to say, this man needs to leave if it's over zero. Or
I'm
whatever.
Bringing Froggy the Clown.
Damn, whatever helps. Just get you off that drink. Maybe you drink for Star Wars movies because of Froggy the Clown.
You have to forget Froggy the Clown.
Because you associate going to Star Wars movies with your dad, who you now... I am your dad in this scenario. So you get drunk because you can't tell your dad that Froggy did to you. There was no Pokemon Red. There was no kid. I seriously think we need to do some deep dives. I can't believe you stayed at hotels where there was a clown. That's literally the start of every like cheap horror movie.
And it would wear like normal clothes, but they have clown makeup
on. That's so disgusting. That's so bad. And I bet you like at the end of it, you'd be like, "Mommy, look, I'm just going to go with the clown." And they're like, "I'm sorry, but the Froggy the clown's been dead for 50 years." Like the hotel person, it's some like ghost clown shit.
So towards the end of Aladdin, I realized that the Sultan, Jasmine's father, he gets
speaking
his
of clowns.
His hat gets taken off at one point, and he's like this.
And
like,
he de-ages by 30 years or something.
And it looks like Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker.
And then you and I couldn't stop laughing for the last 20 minutes.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it was great. Like the guy looks exactly like Joaquin Phoenix. So yeah, 20 years of Star Wars. I'm glad we both saw it at the cinema. I think I saw that.
I got a Froggy the Clown tattoo last week.
Do you get it to Mark? But it's anime. It's from the Froggy the Clown anime, isn't it?
Yeah, I love that you were like, oh, you know, my neighbor, she's not this girl who watches Disney movies at my parents' house anymore. And then she's like, oh, yeah, Angus is still that boy who watches Star Wars movies at his parents'
house. Like,
house.
I don't know what this is. And I'm like, how the fuck do you know what this is?
She didn't know
what she's
Phantom
like, my
Menace
boyfriend
is.
Looked at it and knew exactly what it was. I'm like, yeah, exactly.
That's so good.
Because it fucking rules. Not doing this. I keep drawing on my leg. And I was taking photos and sending them to her mom. And she's like, whoa. Just like, yeah, your daughter's all grown up now, drawing on my leg.
It has like a border. It's like she's straight up just drawn a panel.
Yeah, it's like literally a panel.
That's great.
It's pretty crazy, isn't it? It's got this second skin around it at the moment. Oh, no, that's like a bandage. It's, you know, back in the old days, you'd see people with Glad wrap on their arm.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so that's not there. That's like, I have to wear that to like a few days and then just...
What number tattoo is that?
Like four or five? Four?
Four.
Four. I got some dumb ones.
Tintin, Weezer,
pizza, and that.
And Star Wars. And you're going to get another Star Wars one on the other leg, right?
Not Star Wars. Another one. We'll save it for when it happens.
I thought that was Star Wars.
No, that's...
Was it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
sure.
It's that.
Yeah, right. I just thought it was...
Yeah, no.
I thought it was more manga.
There's some ideas.
I love that you don't want to spoil what it is.
Of course I don't. In case I don't do it.
Right.
Never spoil shit until you do it.
Okay.
I've learned that from...
Froggy the Clown.
That's what he used to say to me when he used to, he'd come in my room. He'd say, don't tell anyone what you're about to do it unless you do it. Looking at this guy, he does look like Joaquin Phoenix.
Looks like
if Joaquin got really method and did blackface.
What's the name of the actor?
For a movie? Navid Negabon.
Oh, boy.
Can you say it? Navid Negabon.
No, I can't say it. I'm banned from saying most of that name.
He played the Shadow King on Legion.
Oh, yeah. That was great. He was awesome.
Yeah. Navid Negabon. He played the Shadow King on... He was in Homeland.
He plays the Sultan in Aladdin.
He's an American sniper. I guarantee this guy just plays terrorists, which sucks. Like, look at all these movies. Homeland, 12 Strong, American Sniper.
Is he in Three Kings?
Zero Dark Thirty. No, poor dude. He's like American actor, but getting all these like, yeah. Why do we have to go to the desert?
Is he in True Lies?
Yeah, damn. The new one, the McG.
Yeah, we just found, so McG is doing a Disney Plus series about True Lies.
Is it Disney Plus?
Yeah.
I thought that was a bit.
Well, because no, it's Fox.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Damn, Disney really do own everything. It's going to be weird. Your kids are going to ask about this mythical era when like Disney didn't make every movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Disney own everything now. They own Froggy the Clown.
Well, Froggy the Clown reboot should be interesting. So which one? Yeah, Detective Pikachu.
Yeah,
so finally. Sorry, you went to the premiere and shit.
Yeah, it was a crazy day.
It was a Sunday, right? It was one of those daytime ones.
I sat with Sam Campbell and Henry Stone, two comedians. And
I saw a movie with them last week.
Awesome. Mm. And then in front of us was like Alexi from Blank Slate, Tom Walker. Also a comedian.
Oh, I saw one of Alexi too. Who was that too?
But Sam and Henry spent most of the movie throwing popcorn, like just putting popcorn on top of Tom Walker's head, which was endlessly amusing.
I mean, as a cinemaphile myself, I would have been very, very upset with that behavior. And I would have had to ask them to stop or perhaps remove myself.
I thought it was a real good bit.
So I would have freaked out. I would have got really stressed.
You would have side-ducked all over the place.
I just want to watch a movie, man. I don't want to watch someone get assaulted that's not in the movie.
Right.
I know I haven't had a...
And you shouldn't waste popcorn.
You shouldn't waste popcorn. I haven't had a rough upbringing like you with Froggy the Clown. But sometimes I just want to watch a movie and not see someone get assaulted in the cinema and get some sick satisfaction.
Save it for the screen.
Yeah, exactly. There was all that. They did the full like crazy shit like Pikachu was there, right?
Oh, yeah, they had someone dressed up as Detective Pikachu. Not just any Pikachu. a fat, jolly detective Pikachu.
Yeah, but really big. Like, I wish they got a small child to dress up
or
as
a cat.
Pikachu. Or a cat, yeah.
Yeah, they went all out. Tonight at Aladdin.
Oh, there was a lamp.
A lamp.
So, you know that photo area when we left?
Yeah, we got
a
selfie.
It was a gold lamp.
But because it was a selfie, you could just see the word lad, not Aladdin.
Yeah. And it was, you know, that's exactly what's in the photo. Just some lads.
Exactly. The Hey Fam lads.
Or so Dal, if you look the other way.
Dal. Beautiful.
Dal.
It's a beautiful dish. Mm. What did you think of Detective Pikachu?
Yeah, man, it was fine. I mean, it was a dumb movie. It's just like,
yeah,
it is hands down the best video game adaptation. Is a film.
Yeah, I mean, you can't count Wreck-It Ralph, can you?
No, because it's not an adaptation.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I thought it looked great.
It looks great, and the world was awesome.
The world was sick. I'm so glad. Also, it wasn't a remake of the TV series or a remake of Red or Blue, you know what I mean? I was a kid. I did like the fact that it was like, oh, it's actually like a somewhat interesting story about. It was basically like a not as well written Who Framed Roger Rabbit scenario.
Yeah, I actually really loved the intro, which was the most kind of like the, you know, what we see in the game. Where it was like
with the Cubone catching.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That was cool.
That was fun.
It was just great seeing Pokemon. I was this looks sick. Like they nailed the. It reminded me of the Tintin animated movie where like they have realistic components, like in the Tintin movie, they have hair follicles and like pores on their skin and stuff, but all of their dimensions are like stylized, and I like that they seem to be kind of the same thing they do with this.
Yeah, I think the world was awesome, and like, I loved it, like, you know, every corner of it there was, you know, Pokemon
and like
fucking
references
around and
science and shit.
That was easily the best thing in the movie for me. I liked Justice Smith.
Yeah, he was a great lead.
I didn't mind most of Ryan Reynolds. Like, some of the
lines
were
way too stupid.
Yeah,
there was like a fart joke where I was like, let's keep them to The Phantom Menace, please.
Yeah. it really goes off the rails towards the end. Like, and just becomes like...
Oh, it just becomes your classic third act.
Like
90s kids. Oh, what are we going to do?
Movie.
Oh, there's like a parade and it's Ghostbusters.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was thinking of like the original Ghostbusters movie with like parades and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
is that Batman?
I think it may be the best video game adaptation so far. It doesn't mean that this is a good movie.
No, I mean, I think it looks gorgeous. The universe is cool.
Yeah.
No, I love Psyduck the most. I thought that was such a cool Psyduck. It was just cute seeing them, man. I'm a sucker for like cute, silent characters. I think I've said that on the pod before. So everyone was just like cute and silent. I just kind of wish it was a bit more zany. Like Roger Rabbit.
It got zany, but it was the wrong kind of zany. It was
stupid. Just like more, like all the cameos of like Jigglypuff singing and stuff. We've seen them all in the trailers. Like, I was hoping it would expand more on that shit.
I don't know. Like, when you have like hundreds, over 1,000 Pokemon that you can involve in this movie, they all have different abilities.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I think it's a budget thing. I was reading like they only did 50 models.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you need to put them all in there. But I mean, like, you have this endless supply of weird creatures that you can rely on for plot devices. Why then do you also introduce bizarre tech, like hologram tech and mind swapping stuff?
Yeah. And I mean, the mind swapping stuff worked because of the Mew stuff.
I guess so.
Yeah. It was just like a reach. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. It's now just a movie that happens to star Pokemon in it.
It felt like they spent like so much time developing the world, the opening plot. I was really enjoying like the first 45 minutes, and then like, they were like, it just felt like they wrote
then
the
Diplo
rest.
Was in it.
Oh my God, why was Diplo in it?
Yeah, that was like, okay, let's not make it.
Diplo cameo, which one's better? Cameo in Detective Pikachu or in Old Town Road? In the Old Town Road video, he shows up in the band playing the.
I'll get back to it. I'm going to think about that one seriously for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, I have found it weird that everyone's jumping on Lil Nas X's cowboy shit at the moment.
Well, he did the official remix and they got up on stage with him at Stagecoach.
I know, but let the whole point of Old Town Road is the black man's the cowboy.
Yeah, sure.
I just think it's a bit like, just don't be the cowboy. We've been the cowboy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. White dudes
are
being cowboys.
I find it's almost like regressive. Like, and I get that he's done the remix.
Billy Ray Cyrus has the M-word
pass.
He's allowed to be the cowboy.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's a black cowboy.
Yeah.
Like, for all things considered. It's like the whole point of Old Town Road is white people aren't cowboys.
Sure.
Did you see the New York Times? Oh, yeah. I sent that to you today. It's so good.
There's like a 6-minute piece about the story behind Old Town Road.
It's brilliant. It's brilliantly done. It's just done via FaceTime. But like, it's so well done.
I still like, it's like still my most requested song when I DJ, regardless of the age of people I DJ to.
I also don't think I can get sick of that song. Like, other songs that are that big.
Because his verse is so good.
you get sick of fast, yeah. You know what I mean? But every time I hear it, I like can't wait for the next part.
Yeah, definitely. It's just very so short weird that too.
It's just like a Nine Inch Nails like track.
Yeah,
like,
totally. And the beat was like a Netherlands like dude producer, from the Netherlands. Yeah.
Like everything about it's beautiful. It's like it is such a beautiful accident, and it just like got huge on TikTok from that one dude. Oh, it's wild. But yeah, what I was hoping, I was like, oh, cool. Like I would watch more movies set in this Pokemon universe.
So that's like the big question I have after this. Like, do you do a direct sequel to Detective Pikachu where you have Ryan Reynolds and Justice Smith, you know, as a family
solving crimes,
or like somehow you have to make Ryan Reynolds the voice of Detective Pikachu again?
No, I for one love seeing Pikachu to say Pika.
Yeah, me
like
too.
When that was at the end, I was like, oh, good. Like, I'm glad that.
But you know, if you do Detective Pikachu 2, you can't have Pika just being like something Pika, happens. Pika, Pika. Yeah. You need the Mew to come back and combine. Or
it's just like
again.
It's just called like Detective Pikachu Agency, and it's like a father and son detective team who have a Pikachu who's cute and silent.
I hope that they do a completely unrelated. You know, you can have those characters in it, not as the main characters, but
yeah, the girl or something in Psyduck, or you know what I mean. Yeah. You have someone else. Yeah, yeah, that'd be great. I thought it was like a good launch pad. Like it shouldn't have. It wasn't brilliant by any means, but it didn't have a right to be this. Like no one expected. I didn't think it would be this good.
Yeah, it looks great. And like, yeah, the things that it got right the most were the Pokemon themselves.
It's still shocking that this movie happened, I find. Like normally, you'd think the traditional sense would be to do one-to-one adaptation of like Ash and going on and collecting Pokemon. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's,
totally.
That's
yeah.
The no-brainer. So I still find it so funny that it's almost like it was lower risk to go like, we're going to do Detective Pikachu because like, A, he talks in that game and it opens some opportunities for it. You know what I mean? It was just like, yeah, I think like the big selling point was Pikachu talked. Like that's what makes that movie interesting.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So it'd have to do something with that again.
Bill Nye. What?
So Bill Nye, the not nice.
Did you know he was in the movie?
Yes, because I read an interview beforehand with him saying like
how much he loves Pokemon.
The Guardian saying how much he like stands Pokemon.
The ancient Mew.
So great. Yeah, yeah. Just an old British like actor of the stage and screen talking about like how he's got to catch them all. It's just like baffling. I kind of got into that. And he was like, why did you get into Pokemon? And he's like, well, so a man told me he caught a rare Pokemon in Stanford, Berlin recently. Yeah, and I thought, that just sounds fascinating. It's like, man, you don't know what a Pokemon is.
But he has large marble ones in his underneath his house now. And he bought, he was given gifts of... That's
phenomenal. Yeah, man. Was that the cameo you were talking about? Is that when you were like, that was weird?
I had no idea he was going to be in the movie. So when he showed up, it was just very, very, very strange.
It was weird because I'd seen him the night before in the Harry Potter films.
Right.
He's a number 7.
Yeah, right, sure.
So I was like, oh shit.
I talked about this on Weekly Planet last week as well. Mm. But I think Bill Nighy has tricked the world into thinking he's an actor of merit. Like he's a good character actor.
When did he come from? Like I remember seeing him for the first time. So like Love Actually?
Love Actually, yeah.
But he's been around before because
he's a TV actor. I think he's done so many like, you know.
And then he was Davy Jones in the like Pirate sequel.
Yeah, and then he's in all of Edgar Wright's movies as well.
Of course. Yeah, he's like the stepfather in Shaun of the Dead and shit, right?
But like you...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Think of him in the same way you think of like
Ian McKellen.
Exactly, Ian McKellen, or like.
I mean, he's a good actor. I'm not faulting
but
him.
But Ian McKellen has actually done so many notable roles.
But he's a sir as well. Like, I don't think Bill Nye has been
Sir
knighted,
Bill Nye.
I mean, give him
a few years.
I wonder what else Bill Nye has done. I always got him confused with the science guy.
The boat that rocked.
Oh, yeah, of course.
the
Love Actually,
Grand Exotic time. Marigold Hotel.
Valkyrie, the one by the pedophile Bryan
Singer. He's the main villain in Underworld.
Oh yeah, the werewolf vampire saga.
Yep.
Yeah, he's in some Pirate Radio, which it's called Pirate Radio outside of Europe, I think. No, it's called The Boat That Rocked, but in some country it's called Pirate Radio.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you're right. He's in some like really just these ones like
I don't think he's a bad
the
movie.
The Limehouse Golem.
I think he gets away with
this film, The Limehouse Golem.
Like when he showed up in Detective Pikachu, I was like, what the fuck? What's Bill Nye doing in this movie? Wow. And then I was like, wait a minute.
This was on you for thinking like almost.
But it's on him for tricking me.
You were like, Froggy the Clown told me Bill Nye was one of the BAFTA award winning. He was in the Total Recall reboot.
Do you reckon that now that everyone's saying that this is like the best video game movie ever made, do you reckon how much better or worse do you think the Sonic movie will be than it?
I reckon they're gonna be about the same. It looked at this and was like, oh, we've just got a team. Remember when the Pikachu trailer came out last year and everyone was like, oh fuck, that actually looks decent. Remember the consensus was it's a disaster. Or do you think there was like a bet behind the scenes? Like, what did this director do?
Actually, yeah, we already know for a fact that the Sonic movie is not going to get the world right at all because they're doing the fish out of water thing. Like, oh, he's come to our Earth.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. I don't know. Jim Carrey, Bill Nye.
I'm actually excited for Jim Carrey in that movie.
I can't wait to see like Jim Carrey does go ham.
Especially after seeing Will Smith as the genie tonight. Like, I'm excited to see Jim Carrey.
Bring back the 90s, guys. I don't know if you know about this.
But I loved them.
Yeah.
Hey, on that Sonic tip, I just picked up Sonic Team Racing for the Switch today.
Which I thought was a remake.
No, it's a brand new game.
Yeah.
I haven't played much of it, so I'll just give a little early thoughts.
Give them to me. It's not even out yet, is it?
Well, I mean, you know, when Mario Kart 8 came out for Switch, I bought it because I just felt like I had to. But then I opened it and I was like, oh, I've already played heaps of this game. Mm. There's no real reason for me to play any more of it. They didn't do any unlockables. There was nothing too new about it.
Well, that was the problem. They gave you all the
they just gave you it all from the start. But if they tricked me into like, you know, having to unlock it all again, I definitely would have put more hours into the Switch version of that game. So it's really cool to be like it's actually like the first kart racer that I've played since Mario Kart 8 came out on the Wii U.
Yeah.
And I love kart races. They're so good.
This guy loves kart races. Froggy took you, didn't he?
That's right, yeah, Froggy.
First time you got behind first that time steering wheel.
Like, yeah, he's like, hey, look, driving cars is fine, Levins, but...
Get in this car with Froggy exactly. And just shut your mouth.
Froggy Team Racing.
Wait, it's not Sonic Team Racing. It's called Sonic Racing, right?
No, it's called Sonic Team Racing.
So there's Crash Team Racing and Sonic Team Racing.
I swear it's called Sonic Team Racing.
I can't wait to prove you wrong by bringing that point up.
Team Sonic Racing.
Oh, okay. Team Sonic. Can you see what they did there?
Yeah. They've subverted it.
Classic Sega.
Big, big change.
Big cat energy.
Oh my God. You can play as Big the Cat in this.
Big the Cat.
Even though some of the characters are really lame.
Lame as shit.
I have a weird soft spot for all of the weird characters in the Sonic universe.
Outside of Big the Cat, and I haven't even played Sonic Adventure.
I like Metal Sonic.
Oh, I know Sonic. Yeah, from Metal Sonic. He was the villain in CD. But I love Eggman. There's just like weird ass characters. There's like the White Hedgehog. And
All the different.
It's like weird. Cheese the Hedgehog, and you're like, who is this?
I like Shadow.
When do these people
hang out?
Shadow
the Hedgehog just because he is such a
he's so
dumb.
Lame.
I know, but I love
Shadow.
That
looks
about.
Like he like Shadow looks like he's played Yu-Gi-Oh or something. You know what I mean? He's got that red streak shit going on.
So I'll start with the good. The good is that like. It's Team Sonic Racing, so there's a mode where you can play as a team. You have three races that you lead, so it'll be like Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles. And when whoever's in the lead of the three of you on your team, so you have like three teams against each other, so nine races on the track at once. Whoever's in the lead leaves like a trail of yellow behind them.
It's piss. Just like when you and Froggy,
hedgehog piss.
You and Froggy used to just
that's
leave
how,
yellow.
That's how you make sure the mud crabs win.
You were so scared for your life that you just involuntarily pissed yourself.
But if you follow that piss trail,
your father will find you. Your parents will find you after Froggy's driven you offside in the winter at a beach hotel. This sounds so dodgy.
You pick up speed.
What was
and
the
then
hotel
you can hey, look, I escaped my hotel. I played
what was
Pokemon
it called?
Red.
I want to go deep.
The Shoal Bay Beach Club.
I'm
going to
look up Froggy the Clown. I'm so sorry if this triggers you.
That's fine.
Keep going on.
I mostly remember him doing like the chicken dance. Like da 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 da.
I would love to know.
And like doing lots of armpit farts. You know what I mean?
It's the laziest colonic. How do you spell Shoal? S-H-O-A-L?
Yep.
Shoal Bay. Winter, 1999.
Froggy the Clown.
Nothing comes up.
Police report.
He doesn't exist. It just says this never existed. Nothing's come up.
I'll see. I wonder if I have photos of our old holidays.
I can't believe that.
Evidence.
I'm going to ask your sisters about Froggy the Clown.
Yeah, of course. Like, they'll definitely know.
Maybe there's just pictures of frogs come up.
I remember, like, yeah, instead of me going to the country, the
Shoal
kids
Bay
club,
Country Club, was that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Free kids activities at Shoal Bay Country Club. Is this ringing some bells?
Dad took me to like a CD shop and I bought Grace by Jeff Buckley at Shoal Bay Sanity.
How confused were you? Did you buy that because you know it was
like,
good?
Like hiding from Froggy the Club Clown, listening like, wait in a fire, wait in a fire.
Listen to Hallelujah. But okay,
but yeah, so anyway, Team Sonic Gracie.
Going, Andrew, where are you? You're in the corner listening to Hallelujah.
I can just hear him going.
That's so fucked. Why was there a clown at this hotel? I need to ask your parents about this.
To catch the mud crabs.
There were never mud crabs in shopping. There's no record of Froggy the Clown here on the internet.
Yeah. He's probably
dead. So was it called Shoal Bay Country Club?
Yeah, he's definitely dead now.
Was that what it was called, Shoal Bay Country Club?
Yeah, it was like 20 years ago. There's no way a full-time adult grown clown in the 90s is still alive in 2019.
He could be. Is that what it looked like, the hotel?
No, that's... Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, yeah, I guess so. They probably painted it and shit.
Yeah, it was 20 years ago?
Yeah. It was a lot browner in the 90s. A lot of things were.
Like your outlook... Damn, man, that's so silly.
But anyway, Team Sonic Racing, it's really cool that the dynamics of like having a team that you can get speed boosts from as you play are really good. And best thing about it is just the tracks are so sick.
Yeah, man, I've never played a kart game besides Diddy Kong Racing and Mario Kart.
It is. I thought there would be a bit more Sonic influenced, but they're just kind of just like cool ideas for tracks.
It's like Sonic Adventure influence, right? It's just like, he snowboards
there's a whale sometimes.
Yeah, and there's a whale, and you're like, is it? Yeah,
there is a casino level, so I guess that counts.
They gamble, don't they, in Sonic?
Now that I think about it, the Mario themes aren't the Mario, like classic Mario Kart races aren't particularly Mario. You've got Rainbow Road, I guess.
There's Rainbow Road. There's like Delfino Island shit.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's like of course there's a castle level.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you've been.
But then there's like just cows in the meadow and shit. That's not very Mario-y.
That's like Mario 64 level. That's like a classic level.
Is there
level.
A cow?
Moo Moo, whatever. Moo Moo, whatever it's called.
Are the cows in that?
Yeah, yeah. In the game, in Mario 64.
Okay.
Yeah. And Toad Turnpike. I know the 64 level's crazy. Choco Mountain, which was always
crazy,
like a couple of his levels.
Super long GameCube one where it's just you just drive around Yoshi's Egg.
Yeah, that one's crazy. And it's on 8, I think. I think it was like one of the remix that they brought back.
Remix. Another one.
Pikachu.
But then the bad of Team Sonic Racing so far, and this is something that I'm so glad doesn't happen in the Mario Kart games, is like in the Mario Kart game, like a character will pass you and you'll just see like Toad go like whoa,
like Donkey Kong make that weird monkey sound. It's not even a monkey sound.
But in Team Sonic Racing, a character will be like Big. I was playing as Big the Cat because I'm a boy who's been molested by a clown in the 90s.
and only the album of
and so like whenever like whenever someone crashes into you, Big Cat will be like, oh, I think my car hurts or something.
Now
like that.
What if that's so annoying?
Like, he'll be like, who wants to lie down in the grass with me?
Is that
and
what
like,
he says?
Yeah, like weird things like that.
That's
and,
so weird.
And then like Robotnik will be like, I don't know who you are, Big the Cat, but I'm gonna get you.
But he knows who he is.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Is it Big the Cat?
He's Big the Cat, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, you called him by his name as well. I'd like to see it's kind of like your name with Robotnik and Big the Cat.
It's like imagine like Star Fox. You know how Slippy's always like, "Help me, Star Fox!" Yeah. But it's
I missed the SNES one and the 64. Oh no, just the SNES one. They didn't have a language yet when it was just like. I missed that. That's like that's easy to stomach. Then, whoa, help me! I'm dying. Like, shut up.
Whoa, easy there, Star Fox.
Slippy was the worst one, wasn't he?
No, Falco's weird attitude sucks too.
Oh, Falco's
give
weird.
Me a break, Falco.
Yeah. Peppy Hare.
He's great.
Is
I love
he barrel
Peppy.
Roll?
Yeah, yeah. Do a barrel roll.
Yeah, he was great. Peppy Hare was cool. He's the one that flew with your dad.
Peppy O'Hare.
Peppy O'Hare. He flew with your dad, wasn't he? He was the old Met timer.
Yep.
Man, do you think that series is just done now?
And of course. Huh? Yeah, Slippy the Froggy the Clown.
Slippy the Clown. Are there any frog characters in
No, there's a crocodile.
Yeah, they're just making up anything now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you remember Diddy Kong Racing and Conker was like a cutesy character? They
That's
hadn't
right.
developed Conker's
yeah, yeah.
Bad Fur Day yet.
Yeah, they hadn't like yeah, made the polygon versions of him like pissing
and yeah,
giving
doing the
finger.
Saving Private Ryan level and shit.
Oh, classic
like,
shit.
Crazy shit. That's when Rare was fucking on one. That's so weird.
That game's worth so much money if you
because like, it's like you just can't get it.
It's like $400 or something
so
to buy
weird.
On eBay.
I never played it.
No, neither. I remember.
It was hard to come by here.
Yeah, I remember the
and it was like the
advertising
last game
for it
on
TV.
Nintendo 64. I think it was like the last one song. It was like as it was phasing out. So yeah, look, Detective Pikachu.
Did you like it more or less than Aladdin?
I don't know, man. It was weird because seeing both movies, I knew exactly what was going to happen in both of them, and it was just tapping into.
Did you pick the weird twist at the end of Detective Pikachu?
100%.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, of course I did.
Okay.
Why would he have his hat with his name in it?
Yeah.
I knew exactly what was going on. Yeah, but I was also like. Oh, yeah, I see what they're doing. They're going for the Spider-Man fake out where the black kid has a white dad.
Yeah.
I was just like, we can do that now. Spider-Man Homecoming's paved the way where we now, like, it's not weird to see multiracial families.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, it's taken 20 up to 2019 to normalize the fact that a kid who has dark skin can have a father that has what light skin or a mother that has dark skin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's right, Detective Pikachu, you surf that wave.
And a white girl pretending to be Middle Eastern can have a white handmaiden.
Hell yeah, dude. No, I think she's Middle Eastern.
Is she?
Yeah, they cast everyone. I think all the leads were like, I think they like did 23.
Oh, I thought I saw a bunch of think pieces saying it's bad that Jasmine is white.
Oh, I thought she was like at least something or other.
So we have, I think I liked Aladdin more than Detective Pikachu.
I mean, yeah, you and I could sing heaps.
So yeah, we saw Aladdin tonight. And I don't think like we need to give a spoiler warning for Aladdin.
No, it's fucking.
It's almost like, you know.
Yeah. So this was like a last faithful. Minute thing for us, and called you up today, and I was like, "Hey, you want to come see Aladdin?"
Yeah.
And it was like I was not at all keen, and then like yesterday, I think US embargo broke, or maybe like the Twitter reviews were out.
Yeah.
And so everyone was like, "Oh, it's actually all the reviews are like this movie's been marketed horribly." Like, it probably had the worst...
Yeah, we meant to talk about it last week, but, like, they released a clip of Will Smith singing Friend Like Me, and we were like, this is abysmal.
Take yourself back to the Super Bowl this year. And
Brother, I do every day.
Well, but I know Froggy made you rewatch every Super Bowl final with him in that dark, dark kids club. Remember just before Sonic... Do you remember before Sonic Backlash, there was Genie Backlash?
Yeah, of course.
Before Game of Thrones Backlash.
Blue characters have had it rough this year.
But I mean, in Backlash in general, I mean, there's a backlash every 24 hours. But yeah, just remember that abysmal CG monstrosity that was the genie coming towards you in that trailer?
Yep.
And it was just, everyone was like, no, like Robin Williams. Like, it was heresy, wasn't it?
Okay, apologies to Naomi Scott. Who is of mixed ethnicity.
Told you.
Her father is English and her mother, born in Uganda, is of Indian African descent.
I just told you that.
Did you?
No, man, I'm like...
All right. You just...
They made sure all the leads were covered for.
And yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They're not that dumb. except Will Smith. He's not Agrabah, I found out tonight, which is very problematic.
He's not a Barbwon.
He's not a Barbwon, which I find very problematic, and I will be writing this, and in my Medium post, I will. But, what was I saying? Yeah, this movie was just, like, marketed so poorly.
So, like, the trailer has been shit, like, the shots of Will Smith looked terrible in the lead up to this.
It also seemed like Disney were just like, no one really notices this movie's coming out, because we've got the fucking Lion King, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and I guess, yeah, but this is the year that they're putting out. They put out Dumbo, Lion King, and Aladdin.
Three of the animated classics, if you ask me, heavy hitters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I think Aladdin's my favorite soundtrack. And
Beauty and the Beast. Favorite. So Beauty and the Beast is probably my favorite animated Disney movie.
So that used to bore me as a kid.
Yeah, right. I loved it.
I just found it boring.
It was like, you know, the VHS was bought for Emily, my little sister.
Yeah.
And we watched it weekly for 2 years.
I watched it all the time. But when Aladdin came out the next year, that was like, I just find that movie so much more exciting. Like, the settings are so cool, like from Cave of Wonders to like the streets. I just find it's like,
I love the score to Beauty and that. Da, da, da,
da, da, da, it's just so fun, man. And I just think it's like very adventure action-y as well, like magic carpet stuff. And
I think Beauty and the Beast has that too.
I don't know. I always just remember Beauty and the Beast, once she moves in with the Beast, I just remember being so bored. Like nothing happens. She tries to like make him less gruff and dances with him.
Gives him a haircut.
That's what I mean. Like, that to me was...
Teaches him how to eat soup.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. I just found it, like, kind of boring.
That's an action movie.
It's an action. I wouldn't call it an action movie. And then Lion King was like, yeah, just, you know, that's you know, there's three in a row, though. Massive heavy hitters.
Yeah.
But I think Aladdin is just, I think for me, like, and for this movie, which is why it was... So, look... Case in point, look at the adaptation of Beauty and the Beast. Like, nothing happens in that movie.
That's a movie that I love, and I hated the real live action version. And I was excited because I love what's her name?
Hermione.
Hermione. What's her actual name?
Emma Watson.
That's it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's actually a pretty inspired casting choice.
Yeah.
But it's such a dull, flat movie.
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor is so weird.
But it's also like... I don't know. Have you watched the animation recently?
Yeah, it's amazing.
And you were just like, I watched it
like the next day.
Yeah, sure.
Because like I was trying to prove a point to Babe. It was like, you know, there's no, that's as good as it was in the animated version. Then you watch Be Our Guest.
Oh yeah.
It's such an incredibly well animated.
Yeah, sequence.
Sequence, and then it's so boring in the
Yeah. And so I think this movie did a better job of that because it's humans, it's like animated. So it was just more,
but I mean, Genie's not, you know, necessarily human.
True. All right, so Aladdin, so we went in with super low expectations, and yesterday I started seeing these rumors from like critics who'd see in the States being like, oh, okay, like this movie just has had horrible marketing for some reason or another, and this was a lot more fun than I anticipated. And like, I Will Smith, a lot of people are going to be eating their words about their initial Will Smith thoughts.
Yeah, and this is directed,
like,
I feel
he's been shortchanged, like, given.
Definitely. But I think this is going to have amazing word of mouth once people actually see it.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, you reckon this isn't just that weird premiere hype we get?
Well, it's actually very possible. I don't know. I thought this
was... I have no idea how this is going to be received.
So Guy Ritchie directed this, best known for Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
Snatch.
The
Sherlock Holmes series.
The Madonna movie, when he married Madonna and then made a movie. Yeah.
Swept Away?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Did he make a Robin Hood movie as well, or is that someone else?
No, it's someone else. Ridley Scott made one.
He made... Oh, that was a Game of Thrones director that did the...
How good is this? You know that like bootleg film company that always makes movies based off...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They've made an Aladdin that just has one L in it. Like, they haven't even bothered to like call it like Lamp Boy.
That's fantastic.
That's so good.
So he made that... he made Man from U.N.C.L.E. and King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Oh, yeah, sure. That was a stonker, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I don't think
either of them were very well received at all.
Man from U.N.C.L.E. has a cold-ass following.
Does it? Right.
Yeah.
He also... Yep, he did the Sherlock Holmes movies. And he did Aladdin. I mean, all of his movies still feel pretty British, even though they have American casts in them. Sherlock Holmes movies, like, you know, this is like the least British movie he's ever done.
It's Agrabah.
No characters eat beans at any point.
Zero beaning.
He did that Rock and Roller movie too.
Oh yeah,
which is like Gerard Butler and like I think Ludacris.
What a fucking blowout of a role.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't expecting much from him as a director on this, but now that I've seen it, like, I think there are a few moments of like. Like the musical moments, especially at the start, let the movie down. They're a bit disjointed and kind of like awkward. Some of them are a lot better than others. Like
the segging is always such a like, yeah, like the segging from conversation to like, and you're like, oh, okay, they're singing that. Like it's always jarring when it's live action. I find it's just harder for you to buy.
I never thought I'd be able to correct you on something.
The segging, like, yeah, the seg to that. Like you don't have to say segue.
Oh, you don't have to?
No,
because I learned so many new things.
You can be
about
like, when they seg into.
What about seg?
No, you can't say that. It just means something else because it's a completely different word.
What does Sieg mean?
I don't know. It's German, probably.
Okay, right. Siegfried.
Yeah, but that weird transitionary segue from I'm having a conversation to... Like, it's so much easier to buy as a cartoon.
When Will Smith starts singing Arabian Nights at the start, that was... I actually was like, okay, this movie's going to suck.
Well, just the way he did it. He's like climbing up a ladder and he's like, no, I'm... Arabian. It's like he, it was like...
No, I couldn't possibly sing tonight. My voice is Arabian Nights.
It was a really weird choice.
Yeah.
It was a strange, strange choice.
Because like... I can't remember the animated movie this well, but like, it's not implied that the narrator of that movie used to be the genie.
Yeah, it's Robin Williams.
Oh, right.
He has the voice. He's a salesman at the start and he's like, please come here, not too close. And the camera zooms in on him, remember?
Right.
And he's like, I think he's a salesman. And he's like, what do you want to buy? This. He's like, this lamp. Let me tell you the story about this lamp.
When the genie gets freed at the end of the animated one, he's still a blue dude though, right?
Yeah, but I think maybe that always confused me as a kid. It's akin to... this is one thing I still find confusing about Captain Marvel, that Ben Mendelsohn looked like a pre-existing Earth person before he came as a Skrull.
Oh, right.
Like,
sure.
I find that so confusing.
Yep.
Like, for full effect, he shouldn't look like that.
Yeah, totally.
It's so weird. I think it's just, you know, he's a good actor and you want to see Ben Mendelsohn act.
Yep.
But it is so weird that he wasn't just playing a random Earthling. Like, he was playing a guy that was in charge of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know what I mean? That's kind of the same thing with I don't know if like maybe that voice was for someone else, and then Robin Williams, you know, after like an 8-ball of speed or whatever, was like, I'll do that guy too,
I'll do Jasmine.
Yeah, he's done the whole movie by himself. R.I.P. Robin.
Yeah,
real one.
But yeah, I mean, like,
fun.
The action scenes of this are really great, especially all the scenes that show off Aladdin's like pickpocketing skills and escape skills. And watching that, I was actually like, you know what? Guy Ritchie would probably do a really good Uncharted movie.
Yeah, yeah. All of the like street stuff and like the Cave of Wonders stuff.
When he sneaks into Jasmine's castle.
Yeah.
Like that was great.
Yeah, yeah, cool. I thought that too. And like him like climbing up shit in Cave of Wonders and it like escaping while the rocks were falling. I was like, yeah, that could happen.
So I think go into this movie expecting a fun action adventure. I think you will get let down.
It's also made for us, like we were saying. It's just like we are of age where this is like, I was watching it and like knowing all the songs and shit. I'm like, oh, this must be, it was like when like your parents go to see like the reunion of X band.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think Prince Ali is far and away the best song in the movie and best choreographed.
Friend Like Me is until it got to like a weird derailment.
There's a weird theme in this movie where they try and bring beatboxing back.
Like, and many, not just the genie, but many characters will beatbox.
Very strange. But I thought Will Smith in particular was great as the genie.
Man, it made me realize that like so much of recent Will Smith, like I'm going to say even the last 10 years of Will Smith has been like, dour Will Smith, like him being like
serious tough guy character, yeah, or like,
dude, he started on Fresh Prince, you know what I mean? Like, you're funny, like he's a charming guy. This reminded me of like Men in Black,
Wild West,
yeah,
Independence Day.
I miss that charming laugh. This was more Fresh Prince than anything. Like, he was just funny.
Definitely.
Like, he was just charming.
Well, I was saying to you afterwards, like, that he seemed to take less notes from Robin Williams' portrayal of the genie.
It just went camp.
Well, yeah. I feel like he just watched heaps of Drag Race.
Yeah, I think he did.
And just, yeah, there's lots of moments of him just camping it up and it really works.
I liked the moments when it was like, I liked that he wasn't just like to scale the whole time. Like, he was big, small, floating hands. Like, I did like when it played into like how... You know, that's to me when it felt like very Aladdin, when it got like pretty surreal.
Yeah, and when Aladdin is trying to be a prince and he's like standing next to him as his servant.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
was, there's lots of great humor moments from that.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
Well.
I was just like, oh man, it was just like enjoyable as hell.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, what I'll see if it's on TV or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I would recommend this. This is like, if you've been put off by these Disney live action movies, like, you know, I think.
I mean, we didn't see Dumbo in Middley.
Yeah.
Which for me just still sounds like the perfect film for Tim Burton.
Yeah, is it still in cinemas or
have we missed it? It'll be out soon. They all come out like a month. They come out like so close.
Yeah, soon after cinema release.
Like, I think Captain Marvel's out this week.
That was a while ago though.
It's February. It's 2 months now, I think.
Wait, sure. I was thinking it was last year. So yeah, no, yeah. You're right. It's not very long at all. But yeah, I think like, yeah, like the whole new world, I think was like, it was fine. There's no way
you can compete with the animated Whole New World. Like, the whole time watching this, I was like, okay, like, you can't compete with the fluidity, like, just the animation. You know what I mean? That it's so iconic. That's what Disney was founded on, is animation.
Yeah, but it got a lot more genuine comedy than the animated movie.
And there's a lot more. There was barely any shot for shot. You know what I mean? Like totally. This seemed to pride itself on like not being a straight up static recreation. And like nothing beats them swirling around that cloud in a whole new world for me to make it look like a soft serve cone. Yep. And they didn't do that in this. And I kind of like appreciated that.
I didn't love the guy who was Jafar.
I couldn't read him.
He was like a little bit too young, I think.
Sometimes he was like maniacally over the top.
I wanted that at all times. But he needs to be like deep voiced.
But other times he wasn't either.
Also, so much of my memories of Aladdin have been shaped by Kingdom Hearts games now.
Oh, poor you. What do they talk about? Heart? Were you like, why are they talking about hearts data. And souls well, yeah, and data? It, yeah. This is weird. Does the genie have data?
Genie shows up in both Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2.
Not Robin Williams.
They're good games. I swear to God.
3 isn't.
I swear to Sora.
I don't know if it is.
1 and 2.
Yeah.
I played them last year. They were good.
I still cannot stress... And I'm into convoluted things, just how alienating I found the story.
Yeah, I mean, you hadn't played any of them, though.
I watched like an hour story so far that went through like every game.
Yeah. But I mean, you wouldn't do the equivalent of that for anything else you like or recommend anyone else do that. I'm not defending Kingdom Hearts in that regard. But
I was just like, I'm so glad I didn't play
games. I think it's a bad game for so many other reasons on top of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, you're not even Sora in 2/3 of the games. You're like someone that looks like Sora.
Yeah, but this is expanding. I don't know. I feel like if it was any other franchise, you'd be okay with it.
I don't think so.
Anyway, Sora has a cameo in Aladdin. Sora. Oh, fuck. Best moment in Aladdin.
Yeah.
There's no post-credit scene, but the first thing you hear when the movie is over is
two words.
Another one. And then DJ Khaled shows up for a version of Friend Like Me.
Remixed
with just DJ Khaled Will Smith yelling over the top of it. And Will Smith is back rapping his ass off.
Hey guys, where Will Smith? Oh, he's back.
Over the end credits. And it ruled. It was so good.
Now, did you prefer blue or brown Will Smith?
I like a mix of both.
Yeah. Do you prefer blue or brown Will Smith nipples?
Oh,
I mean, in the film, like, which Will Smith did you prefer? Did you like when he was genius or pretending to be a human?
I mean, I mean, blue is just great.
You got to go blue. I mean, it's a huge Pandora film.
And I love that he was always like, there would always be like glitter flying around him when he was moving.
I understand. Whenever he was moving, he always had like smoke and glitter. It was cool as hell.
What were his nipples like?
I love magic carpet. Again, sucker for inanimate, non-talking characters.
Yeah, please give us a crossover with that and Doctor Strange's cape.
Doctor Strange's cape, magic carpet, Detective Pikachu and a boo.
Wow.
That to me is the real... Hey.
That's the real
Avengers. That's the real Avengers, man. Make a movie out of that, Hollywood. Show me how brave you are.
I'm going to need to rewatch Aladdin so I can take note of what shade of blue Will Smith's nipples are.
Yeah. I don't think the genie has nipples in it.
Oh, no. I don't want to rewatch the animated one. This is Aladdin for me now.
Yeah. No, this is... Sorry, what? There's an animated Aladdin? Yeah.
Robin Who?
Yeah. I was like, pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Like, it's not a great movie. It's a good movie. And I think it's better than Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, I think I agree with all that. It was just fun.
It was fun. Like, yeah, Guy Ritchie should do the Uncharted movie.
It looked like Guy Ritchie was having fun. I thought he was such a bizarre choice for this film.
Yeah, totally.
When it was announced. And I'm like, oh no, I see completely why he made this film.
Yeah, and like, it feels like watching a Disney parade at parks.
That's what I thought a lot.
Which I think is a good thing. Like, that's what
the reminded me of Disney Sea. You know how they have Agrabah there in definitely. Tokyo? And also, yeah, they flesh out the story a lot. So like, things like basically Jasmine getting... marriage raped by Jafar. Or she is not a dumb princess in this. Like, but she can tell that people are Aladdin.
He doesn't outright wish to be a genie at the end of this one, which is weird.
So what does he say?
I wish to be the most powerful being.
Yeah.
And then the genie then is like, says, oh, like, you're
I want
genie.
The power of you or something.
No, not really. He doesn't explicitly say it. Yeah, Will Smith really took some liberties.
A lot of gray area.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a lot of gray area.
And there's one of that line back.
Yeah.
Well, folks, that was it for this episode. But we've got another episode to record.
Shit.
If you want another hour of me coughing and spluttering, we're going to be talking about the...
Let us know in the comments how much coughing there was this time. Is it the
same? If you'd like more?
I'm fine, personally.
Okay. We're going to talk about the new Westworld Season 3 trailer.
Oh, yeah, man.
We're going to talk about Mario Maker 2. We talk a little bit more about Batman. We talked about Robert
Pattinson. Yeah, man, we didn't even touch on that shit.
Castlevania, I've been playing. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is back.
Obviously, we'll be continuing.
Obviously,
we're
continuing a second hour of Game of Thrones. Second hour of our Game of Thrones
exclusive chat.
I have an idea for how I think Far From Home should begin.
Damn, that's great.
So a good little bit of sizzle for the next episode. Yeah. If you want to hear a second episode of Hey Fam every single week, you can do so by going to patreon.com/heyfam.
What you do there, you just enter some details, mainly your credit card details or your PayPal.
And
$5 a month.
$5 a month gets you two episodes of Hey Fam every single week, and they're both hour.
Wait a minute. Every week? You don't mean once a month and it's just for 20 minutes about something we did that week?
No, it's a proper, it's a
and
second.
And $5? Not
Hey
$10?
Fam episodes, just $5.
That's so weird, man. I've not heard of that.
But it's going to be insane.
No, I have. It's like basically everyone else.
head on over to patreon.com/heyfam and you get access to all of the episodes I've already done this far, which is a lot of episodes. One for every week this year so far. So get on over
Some
there.
Some would say our significant others think it's too many. No, they don't. They're all supportive.
Yeah, like, they love it.
I'd love it if it got a problem there. They're like, guys, you have to stop podcasting so much. And we're like...
Oh, I've been there at that point a few times.
Oh, yeah. When you were doing five.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're all thinking that, man. We're all like, is he okay?
All right. Well, thank
is
you
that
so
that
much.
Maybe that's why you cough so much, because you're doing five podcasts
too much
a week.
Talking. The one that killed me the most was Serious Issues as a weekly podcast. Oh. It's so much better as a monthly one. And in fact, I put up a new episode of that this week, if you want to go check that out.
I, on the other hand, have nothing else going on. I can't cross promo.
Damn.
It's fine.
It's fine too.
I'm focusing
do
on
the
one thing.
Plug the Patreon again.
Patreon.com/heyfam.
Can't even do that right. Thank you so much for listening. You never had a fam like us.
Froggy, if you're listening, do get in touch. I have so many questions. Hey!